Today's share in the Dear Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Aleph Omud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah and we're beginning a third of the way down already by Simen Tov Kuf Ayin Ches, which Yemitz Hashem we will do, as well as Simen Tov Kuf Ayin Tes. So let's start with the one Sif, Simen Tov Kuf Ayin Ches, Shekol Yochid Yisanin Yispalel Tzoroso, that individuals have to also set up sometimes fast days for their own personal tzoros. So the Mechaber starts, Sif Aleph, Kishem Shatziba Misanin Yispalel Tzoroso, as we've been learning the last couple of days in the previous Simonim where we're dealing with public Tzibur types of fast, where we said that the Tzibur has to fast for various troubles or tragedies that are coming upon them. So too, the Mechaber says, Kach kol yochid, an individual, misan mispal al tzarasu, an individual should also set up fast days for some personal troubles. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Aleph tells us, Shekivin shatainis hu midarkei atshuva v'achno, the purpose of a tainis is for a person to spur himself to do tshuva and to humble himself. So therefore, kol yochid v'yochid m'chuyiv l'chapes bedrocha b'es tzarasu. Each person who is nebuchas facing individual troubles should look in search and see what he may be doing wrong to improve himself at this trouble, the Loshuv Hashem, and to go and do tshuva to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He brings the name of the Magid Mishnah, and he adds to the Prima Gadim, because of the Prima Gadim, the Mashma Miloshun Zed, the Yesh Olo Chiv Lusanos. This implies that there's actually an obligation to fast, the Chay Mitzadit HaBach. The Bach seems to say the same thing, Ayin Shom, look over there. Dear Shu, footnote number one tells us, how come it says in Shulchan Aruch that there are three things that we fast for a Tzoros Yochid, Hayalochola, Otoa b'midbar, or chavish b'veis asurim. We're going to say if somebody's sick, or if somebody's in the desert, or if somebody's nebuch in captivity. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that these three things, a person is supposed to give hodah for them, so therefore he should fast upon them if they are unfortunately tragedies that he's facing. So why don't we mention the fourth thing that's mentioned over there, the Yerdei Hayam, which is mentioned as far as Tehillim, and that's part of the people that are benching Gomel. They thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for getting out of these tzaros. They're four things, not three things. So he points out that going down into the Yam is a personal choice. That's not something that you're thrust into, so to say. And this is the meaning of the world, to go on boats. And therefore, lo shayach lisanos hakach. You don't have to go fast if you're going down to the boats. That's not a reason to fast. The issue for number two brings down that these fasts include not only people that are healthy, but even a muberes minekes, if she has personal troubles, a nursing woman or a pregnant woman, the Birkei Yosef says, in the name of the Meiri, that she can also fast, assuming that it's not dangerous for her to do so. Furthermore, he brings up the Birkei Yosef, in the name of the Meiri, shecholuk din tainis yochid b'tanis tzibur. There are some differences between an individual fasting and a tzibur fasting. An individual fast, even if it's not a severe tragedy. The tzibur only fasts if it's a severe tragedy. An individual can fast if it's something that's regular, or even an irregular type of tragedy, where the tzibur only fasts on regular tragedies. The issue foot number three brings down, if you feel that a relative of yours is undergoing certain troubles as well, so the Birkei Yosef writes, in the name of the Meiri, another thing here, that if this tragedy bothers you, so you're mechuyav to fast for your relative as well. Now we go back to Mechaber, and he tells us, what are these tragedies? So we already mentioned them, Dear Shifu, number one, Ketzad, what are we talking about here? Ha'iluchol, if a person is sick, or Tov b'midbar, he's lost in the desert, or Chovish b'Eis Asurim, he's in captivity. So Yesh lo l'sanos, l'vakish racham b'taniso. These are things that he should go and set up fast days for, and beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy on this fast day. Lo yisad Shabbos, shouldn't fast, however, on Shabbos for these things, or Moed, or on Yontif, Chanukah, or Purim, Yontif includes Chol HaMoed, and Rosh Chodesh as well, and the Chavetz Chaim adds in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Gimel, this also includes Erev Yom Kippur, and brings us down for the Levush. Sivkot and Beis, the Mechaber writes, V'afilu kibel of Shnei Chamishi, Shokol HaShonet, if a person said, I'm going to fast every Monday and Thursday of the year, and then it turns out that one of these days comes out on a Monday or Thursday, Pogabem Yom Melu, Mavsikin, we interrupt the fast. We discussed this previously, and the issue foot number five gives us some of the parameters for this as well. And this is also brought down for the Magid Mishnah. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Ayin La'el, in Simon Tov Kuf Ayin Beis, where we learn these dinim. This concludes the short Simon Tov Kuf Ayin Ches, and now we start Tov Kuf Ayin Tes, which deals with the order of the davening that we have on these special days of Tanis that we've been talking about in the last couple of days. So the Mechaber starts off Sifala, B'chol Yom Yishiva Taniyos Achronu Shel Gishomim, on the series of fasts that we fast. We talked about first in times of need of rain. So first the great Talmid HaChomim fast 3 days, not the Tzibur. Then the Tzibur fast 3 days, then the Tzibur fast an additional 3 days, which are stricter, and then they fast the 7 strictest fast days. So they daven extra Tfilos, they have at a 24 Brachos Shmon Esrei, 25 brachos if you count Lamar Shinim, and Mispalim HaSeder Zeh, and they added the following Nusach to their davening. Motzi in Esach Teva. They would take out the Aron Kodesh with the Sefer Torah inside of it. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Aleph, Sefer Torah, Mateva. So they bring out the Aron Kodesh with the Sefer Torah, and they would bring it out, Lurchov Shalir. They bring it out to the public square. And everybody would gather over there, and they would wear sackcloth. The Mishnah Berurah in Sikkot and Beis says, why do we bring out the Sefer Torah from the shul into this public thoroughfare? To demean ourselves, to debase ourselves in public. Alternatively, Inami says, Mishum Golus, Shagolino, Beis HaKnesses, that by symbolically leaving our Beis HaKnesses, it's like we're going into Golus, the Golus Mechaperisova. And the Gemara says, when you go into Golus, you're Mechapi Yo'ova. Interesting, that's one of the reasons it's brought down for why do we go to the Sukkah right after Yom Kippur? Because in the case it was Gozer on us on Yom Kippur that we should go into Golus, our leaving our houses and going into the Sukkah should be a Kapara. That's this idea expressed in the Gemara in regards to Sukkahs and going out into our Sukkah. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Lufi Tamzeh, based upon this reasoning, if for whatever the reason, the Goyim are going to cause us trouble, if we go out to the public area, and in this situation, you can't daven over there, so don't daven in the shul, daven in another place. Go into another house if you can't go into a public square. Brought down the name of the Magen Avraham. Sifkot Gimel, you wear sackcloth. Why? Lomai, the Mishnah says, Hari anu chashuv l'mfanecha g'behema. We're like animals, and animals wear sackcloth. Because we might run, the nimshal behema, we compare ourselves to animals, shederech l'chassus behema b'sak. You put a sack on an animal. You don't get them fancy, fine clothing. They don't wear tuxedos. L'chei nira di chassu l'mal ala begodim. So therefore, it says that you should put this on top of your clothing so it should be visible. Now, we talked about taking out the teva into the public square, the Rehov HaShalir. The Shari Tshuva says, do not bring the teva to the cemeteries. We'll see in Sif Gimel there was a custom to go to the cemeteries. He says, do not bring the teva, the Oren, into the cemeteries. And he brings down the terrible things can happen if you do so. Ayin in the Shari Tshuva, the Ramaskul Motzim as a teva. Mechaber continues, he says, when you're davening now, v'nos in Efer Mikla, you go and take burnt ashes. Mamor explains, Pirish, Efer Shuldover Shinisra. If you take ashes from something that was burned, as opposed to Lafuki offer dirt, Bialma, plain dirt, which is also sometimes called the dirt with an ayin, is also something called Efer with an aleph, Shigam Hunikra Efer. So you do this, and then you place it al Gabi Ateva. You place this burnt ashes on top of the Teva. The Mishmur explains the Sifkot and Dalid. Mishum Ino Enoch Bitzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, Bitzara as well. One of the reasons brought down the Aseret Dibra starts with Anochi Hashem Elokecha instead of Ani Hashem Elokecha is this idea, Imo Anochi Bitzar. Then, alternately, the Mishnah says, Inami Bechol Tzarasim Lo Tzar. The idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us at all times. This is based upon the Gemara, very famous principle. And as well, it will go then, Va'agabe Sefer Torah, Kedil LaHagdil HaBechiyah Ulechnia Libam. When you put this dirt, this burnt ashes on the Sefer Torah and on the Aron, it will humble us further and cause us to cry, and this will be hopefully helpful in our doing tshuva. The issue foot number one brings down, what's the source for this? And he says from the Kesef Mishnah, Shenu De'al Kach Marker, we don't have a marker for doing this. However, the Rif brings down that this is based upon the Gemara where it says, Shenosim Efer Al Gabi Sefer Torah in the Gemara in Tainus. He has a different girsa there. The Sfas Emes brings down that the marker is actually from a Yerushalmi, and he writes over there, based upon a Pasuk in Yoel, Yotzo Chosu Michadero, the Kala Michupasa, and this is referring to the Chosin is the Aron, and the Kala is the Sefer Torah. The Ben Yehuda adds, and he says, "Shenosin and Sefer al Teva." They would put the ashes on the Teva in the place where the Sefer Torah was, and then it would mistama fall onto the Sefer Torah as well. And again, the purpose is to humble us. Mechaber continues and says, "Then the Echod Minam, one of the people from the community, no tell Efer, he takes these ashes, Benosin Berosh Hanasi, and he places it on the forehead of the Nasi, Uberosh Abbasin, the head of the Abbasin, in the place where the Tefillin, we call Mahanochas Tefillin. This is similar to what we do to the Chosin underneath the Chuppah." They should be embarrassed further, they should be humbled further, and they should do tshuva. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Hay says, why don't they put it on themselves? Why don't they just put it on their own forehead and let somebody else do it? This is even more humbling and more embarrassing. And the purpose is to humble us more, to embarrass us more, to do tshuva. Mechaber continues and he says, "Kolecha v'yecha no tel v'nosim b'roshu." Then everybody in the community goes and puts some of these ashes on their forehead. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Vav, "Kol d'tfilah shachris." He brings out for the Sefer Eshkol. You should do this before shachris, and then v'yachakach mamidim b'neim zokein chacham v'im yoshim. And then they have a zokein chacham, an elderly talmud chacham, go and stand up and teach them something, tell them something, and they all sit down. Now, if you don't have lo yosham zokin chacham, if they don't have a zokin chacham there, mamidim chacham, they just put a chacham up there, a younger chacham. Lo yosham lo zokin lo chacham, they don't have either one, so mamidim adam shel tzura, they put up a person of stature to go and speak to the nation. Sifkot and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says Rashi v'tosus pirushu bali koma, should be a tall person, an important person. Kedei sheishu dvaro v'kablu, so people will listen to what he has to say and they'll accept what he has to say. L'hamri chalev, to soften our hearts, to make us humble. But Rosh Pirish, the Rosh says, the Chacham Hainu Kosh Minu based in Parnasal Tzibur. When we say a Chacham, it means somebody that's in charge of the Tzibur. For Adam Shatzur, a person of stature, is a Talmud Chacham, Hainu Talmud Chacham, below Gomer Chacham, but he's not yet a fully developed Talmud Chacham. Alternatively, Inami, Shorel Manoso, Parnasal Tzibur. He's an important person to be a leader of the community, even if he's not a Talmud Chacham. The Chabad continues and he says, he says in front of them various things that will humble them. The Marmah explains, Pirush, Dvarim Shekoshin, Umarim Halev, Lechuva, the things that will soften the heart, that will break people down, break their hearts, and make them do tshuva. And what does he say? He says as follows, Achenu, my brothers, Lo Sak, it's not the wearing the sackcloth, the Lotinus, and not the fasting, the garmim, that cause us to get relief from this tzara that we're facing. Ela tshuva, it is our returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umasim Tovim, and doing good deeds. And we find this from Yonah, with the whole Maisa with Nineveh. Shekei Motzinu, Shalom Nemar B'Yanshi Nineveh. It doesn't say about the people of Nineveh when they were doing tshuva that Hashem saw. Vayar Elokim Esak of Estanisim. It says Hashem didn't see their sackcloth and their tainis. Ela what? Ela Vayar Elokim. What did Hashem see? Es Maseim. He saw that they did tshuva. And therefore, Uba Kabbalah. Now what does it mean by Kabbalah? So you see in the Ber Hagola, he brings down in Siv Vav, Masha Novi Mitzave Umadiyah Umasir Yisrael, that which the Novi tells the Klai Yisrael and warns us, that's Nikro Kabbalah. That's what it means over here, Kabbalah. It brings down from the Beis Yosef. So the Kabbalah Omer, in the Novi, it says, Kiru Levavchem V'al Bigdeichem. This pasuk from Yol tells us, tear your hearts, but not your clothing. So Hashem's not interested in our ripping Kriya, which we do at times, but he's interested in the Maisim Tovim that will spur us to do tshuva. The Chabad continues and he says, Umosif bin Yonim Elu, and he continues to darshin, kefi kochu, to the best of his ability, ashiachnia libam, until the people are humbled, v'yashuva tshuva gmura, and accept upon themselves to do tshuva. The Chabad continues and he says, v'yacha shigomer zeh, divrei kvushim, after he finishes this, om de mitzvila. Now, after the drasha, they can go and daven. Mishmur and Sivkot and Ches tells us, V'hu adin be'erev Rosh Chodesh, the same thing is on Erev Rosh Chodesh. B'mokim shomim divrei kvushin, where they had the custom, they would do this every Erev Rosh Chodesh, so they would say, Yom Kippur Katan, this type of a tefillah, Yom Kodem a tefillah, k'dei shispalu b'lev nishbor achakach. They should have the drasha before they daven, so that they daven with appropriate humbleness. It brings down the Mokin of Ram. Dishu footnote number 3 brings down a number of dinim in regards to Nesiyas Kapayim, do you duchen, at Mincha on this fast day, Ayin Shom and Dishu footnote number 3. These dinim were previously discussed in Simon Kuf Chof Tes. Now, who should be the chazan? The Mechaber tells us, "Umamidim shliach tzibur, our royal is spalav b'taniyus helu." You should appoint the chazan to be the chazan for the tzibur on these days. It's royal; he's worthy to be the appropriate chazan. Who is that? Im haya oso shomer divrei kavushim royal is spal mispal. If the person who gave the musa shmuz, so if he's appropriate to daven, as we'll see the criteria in a moment, so then he should be the one to daven for the yomer. But if he's not, v'im lav, so we read the racher. So then you have somebody else go down to be the chazan. That's because we say shira malas b'malakim from the depths. The chazan used to go down into a lower place to daven. That's why we say moridin l'teva. He goes down to daven. Now, umiyu roi l'spala b'tani selo. What is the definition of somebody who's supposedly qualified roi to daven on these days? So he brings down various criteria. Ishu rogu b'tvila. It should be somebody that davens on a regular basis. The Mishnah explains this. If gotten test, the reason for that is k'deish lo yitta, so you shouldn't make mistakes in the davening. And not only in the davening, rogu b'tvila, but also rogu likros b'tori to be b'suv. He should be a talmud chacham, that he's constantly reading from Tanakh. Dishu foot number 4 explains that k'deish yu apsukim hamuravim b'socha tvila shkurim b'fiv. This is because there are many psukim in the davening. And this way, since he learns on a regular basis Tanakh, he'll be familiar with the psukim. Furthermore, shim'ein rogu likros, if he doesn't learn on a regular basis, he would fall into the category of meser ozno mishmoa Torah, a person who removes his ear from learning Torah. And therefore, such a person, it says about him in Mishlei, gam tfiloso toeva, his tefillah is an abomination. We certainly don't want that person to daven for us. Ideally, the person who Chabad says should be umetupol, he should have young children. The Mishnah explains this, because he'll daven much better if he's davening for his young children. And likewise, v'elo, he should be a person that doesn't have a lot of wealth. If a person has a lot of wealth, he's not going to daven so well. So the Mishnah explains this, should be tokach, he's spalled, leif sholem. If you're needy yourself, you're going to daven much better. Likewise, v'yesh lo yigiv asoda, this guy has to work for a living, he has fields that he has to go take care of, so he's going to really be davening much better. He shouldn't have amongst his children or his entire family or amongst his relatives or anybody that's dependent upon him, that they should be an avari and they should be sinners. His house should be a house of a sterling reputation and nobody there is known to be a sinner. And he shouldn't even have had a bad reputation as a child, even though he did tshuva. As the issue foot number 5 says, even if he did tshuva on it, machmirim b'tanis tzibur shlo yeh shliach tzibur. That's not the person you want on the tanis tzibur to be a shliach. But if they appointed him, he says, Imshav b'shuva, as long as he's chose b'shuva, aim a sakam, so then you don't have to remove him. The Mechaber continues and says other characteristics. She should be shval berach, should be a humble person. And when roots along, the people should want him to be the chazan for them. The Mishnah explains in Sivkot Yud Beis, she has schemel to also. This way they'll daven better with him. But it's srichu ni'ima shimshol chalev. And he should have a pleasant voice that goes and tugs at the heart. And that's what the Mechaber says. V'yeshlo ni'ima v'kolu ariv. He should have a pleasant voice. If it's somebody that, even though he's a big time chacham, but his voice grates on everybody, so they're not going to daven well. Chabad continues and says, if he's an older person, and has all of these characteristics, oh, I raised him before, that's best. But if they don't have such a person who's older, who has all these characteristics, he's a younger person, but as long as he has all of these characteristics, so then he'd be fine to daven as well. The normal Shmoneser that they would say, they added on Vishesh Brachu Shu Mosif, Utkiyo Shu Tukokeya, all the things that they added on the Shmoneser, with the Tukiyos that added on, with the six additional Brachos of the Shmoneser, this, the Mechaber tells us, Mavur Yofa Betur B'Simin Zeh. He says, go look in the Tur on the Simon. The Mechaber, I'm guessing, did not write this down because it's not Halach Lamai, so we don't say this. So therefore, he leaves it in the Tur. The Mechaber really deals with much more practical dinim. The Tur has dinim go on areas that aren't as practical, so therefore, I'm guessing that the Mechaber says over here, look in the Torah if you want all these details. We don't do this halach l'maisa today. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Sheva Taniyos Elu, these seven fasts that were added on that have all of these additional restrictions and tfilos, Achar Shemispalim, after you finish davening on these days, Yotzim Kolom LeBeis HaKvarus, he says the minute gets to go out to the cemetery after you daven on these days, Ubochin Umeschanim Sham, and we cry our hearts out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we daven, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klomer, as if to say, the Mechaber says, "Harei atem meisim ke'elu imlo tashuvu midarkechem." And the purpose of going out to the cemeteries is we remind ourselves that look what's going to happen to us if we don't do tshuva. This is our end unless we do tshuva. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkotin Yud Gimel, "Avoloshi yotzius hatevim sefer Torah basic foros yisbalushom." As I mentioned from the Shari Tshuva at the beginning of the siman, you don't bring the sefer Torah out there. Certainly, that's something that's potentially dangerous, and this is especially true if he says, you're going to a non-Jewish cemetery, as we'll see in a moment. He brings from the Ran, you don't bring the Sefer Torah to a Goyish cemetery. So Mechaber said that we go to the cemeteries, Bedavka, to remind ourselves, look what's going to happen to us if we don't do tshuva. And therefore the Ramah adds, well, Lefiza, based upon this, in Ein Kiri Yisrael, if there are no Jewish cemeteries within easy gaining to distance, Holchim al Kiri Nochrim. He brings out for the Gemara. You can even go daven in a Goyish cemetery. Although we'll see there's several caveats we'll bring down in the Mishnah Berurah. But he says the whole purpose is to remind you of death. So therefore, the Goyish cemetery will do the same thing. Look at all these people that have passed away. So this will remind us of Yom HaKvura, of Yom HaMisa. And therefore, this will accomplish the same thing, even in a Goyish cemetery. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudalit tells us, look at the Morgan of Ram, I am the Morgan of Ram, Shekosav, Delefi, Tam Hasheni, Hanema Megmara. There's a second reason that's brought down the Gemara, that the people, the dead tzaddikim in these graves, we should daven, that in their zechus, we should go and be answered, so then that only applies to Jewish cemetery. That in the zechus of the mason, that's really what it means. Not that we're asking Chas V'Shalom, the mason, to daven on behalf. The issue footnote number 7 brings down, if you're actually davening towards the mason, so then that's osur. And it brings down from the Chai Adam, Shekoro V'adovish over al Isur, Dorish al mason. You're over here, davening to the mason, that is a big isur, so you certainly shouldn't be davening to the mason. What should you daven? El Yavakesh Me'Hashem Yisbaruch Shitin Alav Rachamim B'schus HaTzadikim Shochni Ofra. When people go to the oil of the Rebbe, for example, the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal, or they go to the Kibbutz Tzadikim in Eretz Yisrael, or any kever of a tzadik in America, in Europe, wherever they are, so you're not davening Rachmanu Litzlan to the tzadik. That's Avodah Zarah. That's Dorish HaLameisim. But you're davening in their great zechus that we should be answered. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here. That if you're on that reasoning, it only works in a Jewish cemetery. That won't work. However, Ubifradi says, Lafid Nusach Shalanu, and especially when we say in various Nuschos or Tfilos that are said, when people go, there's a minuk to go visit the cemeteries on Erev Yom Kippur and on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Shom Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippurim, Abes HaKvaros, so Bavadai, in that situation, Tzorach Tachva Kibri Yisrael, brings up in the Morgan Ram that those Tchinos are only said if you're going to a Jewish cemetery. He says, aside from all of this, if the Goyish cemeteries have all sorts of getchkas, they have all sorts of avodah zarah over there, so then you're not allowed to daven over there, never mind that it's acceptable to go there because it will remind you of death. In that situation, you're not even allowed to go there. This concludes the beautiful simanim that we learned today, Tav Kuf Ayin Ches and Tav Kuf Ayin Tes, and concludes today's shir.